My name is Michelle O'Rourke and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date is now the 14th of August 2009 and it's 1:21 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name is Narendra. I'm 41 years old and I come from Hull.
Did you come down from Hull last night?
No, today. Oh, sorry, it's last night.
How did you get here?
Yeah, I drove from there. Yeah, with the family.
How long did it take?
It took me nearly 5 hours today because the traffic was very bad. So everyone is exhausted, yeah, because of the traffic.
Can you remember how you first heard about the project?
I heard about this project, you know, from our designer. Yeah, so I never knew anything about this event at all. So when he mentioned that, and I saw a place where you can apply from internet, I did that. So I was waiting and seeing, you know, waiting what happened. And finally, after a couple of weeks, I got an email.
What was it that interested you, though, in the project? Why did you want to take part?
First thing, since, you know, I'm from a technology background, yeah, and and you know, these things, you know, it's all to do from everything, you know, it's a technology, isn't it? So the way it's done here, the way it's presented on the website to the world, you know, well, it's very impressive. I liked it.
If it hadn't been for the web presence, that aspect of the project, would you still have taken part?
Yeah, I would have. I would have, yeah. I would have. Because after I got into this event, you know, I came to know about Anthony Gromley, and I've seen this the Angel of the North a couple of times, but you know, never bothered to ask, you know, who did that. So came to know, I really impressed with the, after seeing all the work Anthony Gromley has done. They're very creative, very imaginative. Yeah, I would have come here even otherwise. It's good.
Can I ask you what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth?
I've changed my mind, you know, for a couple of times. I wanted to do something. I saw people have done that. So, and also because of my, you know, my work pressure, so I thought I'll just spend my time the way I spend at home, reading, interneting. Because most of the time I work from home, so I thought I want to be portrayed the way, you know, I'm at home most of the time.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me, please?
I got pyjamas and I got a t-shirt, you know, designed by my wife. She has got a plinth which has 196 flags in it. That's basically, you know, the flags of the world. And at the back, I got techies to go and work from home. I think that's what the future of the tech is going to be. We know, basically now we don't need an office because internet, you know, technology where, you know, you can do video conferencing and audio, everything, you know, it's cheap and free, you know, I think we can work from home.
You said earlier on, before we did this interview, you still travel quite a lot. Can you tell me whereabouts you go and why you go there?
I go to India, so we have an office there, you know, we have a branch office in India, it's in Bangalore. So I usually go there, you know, to discuss about the project and to, you know, have a team meetings and just to motivate, you know, people. I travel.
So you mentioned video conferencing before. So when do you decide if you need to physically be somewhere? When do you decide if you can do video conferencing?
So it sort of depends on the project, okay? So certain things, if you're not able to meet any deadlines, you know, sometimes. There are a number of reasons in India, actually, why we can't meet deadlines, you know. So that time probably, you know, sometimes I do feel that even though video conference is effective, but physical presence, you know, makes a difference a little bit. Yeah, so
in what way?
I think it's something in the human, I suppose. When they see a person, you know, And when they see the same person on only on a video, I think there's a difference. Yeah.
Do you think it's easier to motivate people with
yeah.
physical?
Yeah, physically, you know, you can motivate them. And sometimes, and also go there to see, you know, about the entire operations of the business. Yeah, so these are some of the reasons, you know. Also, you know, because my hometown is also, I live there. So I also go and see my parents. That's the only time, you know, I go and see my parents there, yeah. So I stay with them. It's all, yeah.
Were your parents born there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was born in India as well. I was born in India, but I live in this country for the last 10 years.
So what prompted the move?
It is because of the, I think it is something to do with my job, because I'm on the technology side. So we do most of our projects, you know, our clients, you know, are in UK based clients. So that's the reason why I keep coming here very often. And something like that, yeah. It's all to do with the clients and the projects, yeah.
When you moved, did you move directly to Hull? Was that the first place you settled?
Not exactly in Hull. I was in a place near Doncaster before. Yeah, and in fact, I was also, much before that, I was also in London in 2000. I was in London for a year and a half. I moved to Hull since 3 years.
Can you describe briefly what it was like to have lived in India for that long and then moved to the UK?
I think that the main difference is, you know, with the culture, and just basically, you know, more worried about the kids actually. So because I myself, you know, getting used to the culture slowly. And we you know, we try to teach our kids the Indian culture, but when they go out, you know, they see a different culture. So I think that's what bit worries us, you know. We don't know how our kids is going to, which culture they take. Will they be confused? We just don't know. We just have to wait and see.
Have they been to India?
Yeah, my kids, you know, they come with us whenever we go. My wife is also from India, now, so...
You mentioned earlier on that your wife did your T-shirt for you.
Yeah.
She's very keen on Photoshop.
Yeah.
Before we started.
Yeah.
Is she the artistic one?
Actually, no, she's really not artistic, okay? If I tell my wife and I want something like this, she will, you know, put some thoughts and come up with some ideas. She's not the best, I would say. Yeah. She's a learning type of person, but she enjoys working with the Photoshop. Yeah, she's very much now in touch with the Facebook and Google Photos and all the stuff. You know, she's more used to that than me.
Do you use any of those types of social networking sites?
Not really. No, I use only the Skype, because yeah. Skype is our bread and butter, to be honest. It's like a bread and butter. So every time.
Because they're free
calls. Yeah, they're free calls, you know. And also, we there are so many other things, but we somehow feel that Skype is very easy for us to start using it, because we talk to our customers worldwide. So even everywhere, you know, it looks like Skype is pretty popular, even though there is a Yahoo and a MSN. So I myself, you know, will be most of the time spending, you know, reading all technology and all latest things, upcoming things, you know. That's how I spend my time.
So have you got specific tasks that you have to achieve while you're on the plinth? Deadlines to meet, anything like that?
Actually, I was reading, you know, before I set up from Hull, I was reading a document, something related to my project. So I'm also a bit of a nocturnal like animal, you know, mostly spend. So I like working the nights. Yeah, 2-3 o'clock, being awake and reading, you know, it's common to me. So I think on this plinth, probably I don't think there's any. I just continue reading one more hour, try to finish as much as possible.
How will it compare, though? Do you think, because, you know, obviously at home, you're on your own, but here you're being watched in the square and on the internet. How do you feel about that?
Actually, initially now, it's a bit of nervous, like, because I'm sure even on the plinth, you know, even though I'll be trying to read, I don't think I'll be able to, you know, understand probably what I'm reading. But because, see, I don't want to miss this event. Okay, I could have stepped back and sat at home, but no, I don't. I want to be there. I want to have a presence on the plinth, and something like, you know, I want my if this is the last event, something like this is going to happen on the plinth, so I think that will be like having history. I want my kids to tell their friends that, you know, their dad was on this plinth reading. I think that's what, you know.
Do they understand what it is that you're doing, your kids?
Yeah, they do. My kids were, yeah, they were asking me now, Dad, when are you going to stand on the plinth? Because, yeah, I used to show them a couple of plinth shows to them from home. Yeah, they know what is plinth. Yeah, so in fact, my son said, you know, why don't you wear an Indian, like a king-like dress and go and stand there? So, yeah, they know that. My son knows about that, you know. My daughter, she just enjoys. Like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there was one man he had the entire body painted with like a leopard, I think. Yeah, so she was watching that. Yeah, so, and they know about that. In fact, they wanted to come here, but, you know, because of the time, you know, 2 to 3, I told them, you know, just go and sleep.
What's been your wife's reaction to you wanting to take part?
My wife, she was she's really excited, but she's a bit confused about whether what I'm doing on the plinth is appropriate or not. Yeah, so she, you know, because she wanted me to do something else. She said, you know, she keeps getting a lot of ideas, but when I said, no, I'm not going to anything, I'm just going to read on the plinth, she was not that much happy with that that type of.
What did she want you to do?
She said, you know, you do something very creative, okay, so that's what she said, but I don't know what is that creative thing is. Because after seeing, you know, this bit of, you know, actually, I myself was confused, actually. Because you see people, some people sitting on the plinth doing nothing. Some people, you know, they're just on the mobile, and some people with the really clever costumes. Some people, you know, talking, some people in charity. I was a bit confused, don't know what to do. I myself still, I don't know whether sitting on a plinth, reading my laptop, is it liked by the who are watching me, or I just close my eyes and I'll be there. I don't know what others feel.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I'm a very hard-working, focused man. So I expect, you know, the same from who works with me. So I don't know. I think some people may not like it, but I always want others, you know, to very focused and just work when you're in a working hours, you know. That's what I expect. Do nothing.
What about outside of working hours? What do you like to do?
To be honest, I was very creative before I got into this IT jobs. You know, I was good in art. I was good in sports, but once I joined the IT industry, I think that my life has changed, because I have been just in updating my knowledge every day. You finish reading version 1 and version 2 will be ready in the market. And you know, I'm just, you know, not a very romantic man. So just obsessed with the technology, to be honest. Very much obsessed with technology.
Do you still have any interest in the arts at all?
I do, yeah. In fact, I teach my kids how to make some models, how to draw things, you know. And I think my son, he has got that in his gene now, because my son is very creative, and I thought that must be from the gene. Yeah, he's very good. He does a very nice art. He does a very good modeling, and he's good in sports as well. So, and my daughter as well, and I think she's also very good in art. So I don't know. Without teaching them, you know, they're able to do good art. But I'm encouraging my kids to learn art. You know, something very, very, creative, isn't it? I think by teaching them, you know, it's also relaxing, isn't it? Because they'll be spending all their time doing some creative things, which is really, you know, good to see kids doing that, rather than watching, you know, TV, I would say.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
That's all, and just nothing else, to be honest. It's a good opportunity. I would thank the organizing committee and the computer that picked my name. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.